Back here on the Mighty 690 at 10:14. Joining us now, we have Becky Barnhart on the line. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Now, I'm a little late with my call because my phone quit working on me, and I was struggling to find my husband and his telephone, so here I am.
Hey, right? Yeah, it's always a little harder when we don't have a lot of us don't have home phones anymore, so you got to run around.
Isn't that the truth? I thought the same thing. Now, if I had a landline, I could walk over there and things would be fine, but
yep.
That's not the case. So, but I'm here and ready to give the report and lots of good things to talk about, always when we talk about the shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what do we have to start out with?
Well, we can start off with an adoption, and that's always a great story to start off with. His name was Samson, and he was adopted, and the cool thing is the person that adopted him came all the way from Missouri. She saw his picture on our Facebook page and made the trip, so that's cool. That means he is going to have an excellent home when they go that extra mile to make that adoption. You know it's going to be a good one, so that's the good news. And another good news for us is we still do not have any cats available. So, it's just, I mean, it's wonderful for us, and we're thrilled that we have so many cats that apparently are not out running around being picked up or all that kind of thing. So that's something else to celebrate for us whenever we can talk about being low on numbers at the shelter is always a good thing. So. But I do have some really cool dogs to talk about this morning. So I'm going to start off with Blue. Blue is a two-year-old male shepherd cross. He's a great dog, has so much personality. Blue demands all the attention and will talk to you if you don't give it to him. There's a really cute video of him that one of the staff members put on and how he'll talk. So he's great. He just got that wonderful personality. He gets along with other dogs. He's a larger dog, and he weighs around 50 to 60 pounds. He's a beautiful brindle coat. He enjoys his walking. He would make a wonderful addition to a family, but how cute and unique that he does the talking to you. Augie is the next one on our list. Augie is really needing to get out of the shelter. We are the second shelter that we know of that he's been in, and he's only 2 years old. He's neutered. He's a mixed breed. He was surrendered to us, and he was surrendered to us just the day after he was adopted from the Kansas Humane Society in Wichita, and it's because of his energy. So he's one of those really active dogs. Obviously, someone took him home, thought he was going to be, you know, more relaxed, and then after 24 hours, his personality starts coming out, and they realize he's more active than not what they wanted, which happens. It does. Like I said, he's high energy. He's actually on pain medication right now because when he was brought in, because of his energy level, he was jumping up and down in the kennel, and he tore one of his claws. So he's on medication for that. It will heal. He's going to be just fine. But again, it just indicates he is not one that you're going to want to crate or keep in a small confinement. He's going to need area. He's going to need either a nice yard that's got the wooden fence in or acreage to run. He's a good dog. He just has lots of energy.
Sure.
He gets it. Yes. You know, and that's that breed. There's a lot of dogs like that, but that's just the breed, the way they are. He gets along with other dogs, and he gets along with cats and children. He's fully sponsored, so he would be a free adoption because he's already neutered. He could go home with you that day. So obviously, Augie's adopted people want the best for him, but they just knew they were not the home that he needed. And then we have Evie. Evie's new. She's a year-old female mixed breed, brown and white in color, weighs about 45 to 50 pounds. She's very sweet, doesn't seem to mind the other dogs. We can't test her around cats because we don't have any around the shelter right now, which is, that's okay. She's kind of shy at first, but then after you spend some time with her, she warms right up to you. So Evie's the next one we want to highlight today. Puppies, we still have lots of puppies, and we have three female shepherd mixed puppies, one of which is fully sponsored and could go home the day that you choose her. You would have to make the $30 refundable deposit because the state of Kansas requires that she could go home with you the day you pick her out. We also still have Love Bug, and Love Bug is that last of the one litter that we talked about was so large. She's still with us. Great dog. Just hasn't been picked. And then, she's a three-month-old black mouth current cross. Look that up, and you'll see what she looks like. Or better yet, go to our Facebook page, and there's pictures of her. And they're working on training her to walk on a leash and to have manners. And we talk about the manners. It's, you know, we try to teach them to sit, not to jump up on you, and you know, very basic manners. But that does, that helps with the adoption. But they're so excited to see people. It's very hard to keep the dogs from jumping on you when you come out to visit them, because they're just, oh, wow, look at me, I'm so excited. So anyway, those are the three that I'm highlighting today. Not to say there's some lovely, lovely dogs out there. And the best way to know what we have is go to our Facebook page, and it's CFA, and they do a weekly update, a video of all the animals that are available. So if there's one dog that I've talked about today you're kind of curious about, go to our Facebook page. As far as donations go, we're still needing bleach, and we could certainly enjoy some large dog toys. They go through them quickly. I'll remind people, we will take used toys, and it happens. I mean, like, if you're like me and you have one little girl, you just buy her toys. Every time you turn around, you're putting another toy in the basket. And my dog's a little older, so if she does play with them, it's a very gentle play. So if you're in that same boat where you've got all these neat toys and more toys than dogs, wash them up and bring them out to us, and we will put them to very good use. Recycling of dog toys. How's that sound? And hours. Let's talk about our hours. We will be there Monday through Friday. We're there from 5 to 7 in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. We've also started an Amazon wish list that's available to shop from. If you don't want to come out to the shelter but you'd like to make a donation, you can certainly go to that and maybe pick up something really cool for the shelter. We're wanting plastic bottles. I think I talked about this last week. We're asking the public to collect any of their empty water bottles. We've got a cute idea coming up for summer that you can make popsicles with for the dogs. Keeps them cool, keeps them entertained. So that's something we would certainly could use. Upcoming events this Friday, tomorrow, we are hosting an adoption extravaganza with eggs involved for Easter, and it will be tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 7. Bring out the whole family. Have a nice evening of fun. Our animals are going to have a special adoption prize just for tomorrow. It will be $50 adoption, unless, as I've spoken about, having someone sponsored, then, of course, it's not. It's free. Going to have an egg hunt, Easter egg hunt for the kids starting at 6. We ask that you bring a donation for the shelter, if you would, and then, of course, something to collect the eggs in. The eggs will have assorted candy, small toys, and coupons with even lower adoption prices. So come out tomorrow. I hope the weather's really pretty. It's starting to be spring, thank goodness, so it might be a lovely evening just to come out for an hour or so at the shelter and have some fun and take a tour of the shelter, look at the animals that we have available. Even if you don't take one home, stop and give them a little bit of love. That makes them feel very, very wanted. As I said, I talked about our hours, and Easter we will be closed. Sunday we're not going to be open to the public. We'll have a few volunteers out there taking care of the animals, of course, but no public hours on Sunday. And it's my weekend, so
hey,
kinda, yeah.
Well,
that's planned it that way.
That's very good, and I'm glad you mentioned that event, because too, we got a lot of Easter egg hunts and Easter activities on Saturday, but it's good to have something on Friday. So that's going to be a great event, and hope lots of people take advantage of that.
That's what I thought that was a very good idea too, because I've been listening to your community calendar, and yes, there's lots of things to do on Saturday. But the evening before, maybe it would be, you know, if they go out for dinner, maybe they want to stop by and then go out for dinner or something that might make a nice family activity. So our telephone number, I better do that before I forget, 620-252-6060. Talk about our hours. Coming in May when school is out, I believe the staff is wanting to change that 5 to 7 evening hours, move it up a little bit earlier in the day, so there's probably going to be some hour changes coming along, but that's, like I said, after school is out. If you're wanting to think about volunteering now that school gets out here in another month or so, don't forget to come out to the shelter and pick up an application and made it something you guys could do with your kids, you know, and come out and volunteer at the shelter. It's a good experience. A lot of children say, oh, I want a dog, I want a cat, I want a kitten, I want a puppy, but they don't really realize all the work involved. And sometimes when you bring them out and introduce them to what it is like to take care of the animals at the shelter, it's a good education for them. And then you also kind of know, are they ready for that pet in their life?
That's definitely a good opportunity for the kids. And, you know, we'll be looking for things to keep them busy during the summer, as it's not going to be really that far away.
That's right. Keep them busy and do some good along the way also. But anyway, it's going to be a lovely weekend. We hope people come out and see us, whether it's Friday evening or Saturday. Donations, if you want to bring donations out, we love it. And anyway, I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, always good to hear from you. Appreciate you giving us that update, and I know everyone enjoys it. So look forward to chatting again soon and hope it's a great event here coming up tomorrow.
Me too. And thanks for being patient with me since I had technical difficulties.
No worries. I knew you wouldn't be sloughing off. I knew you're always here.
No.
So
I don't slough very often.
Oh, no. All right.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much. Becky Barnhart, Coffeeville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. You have a great one. And we appreciate our calling in every Thursday here at this time. And, of course, we do have more open line that is coming up here in just a few moments. We're going to be taking a look at our dining guide, and that is all coming up as we get a little bit closer. And, of course, we will be taking your calls for open line, so you can feel free to call in as soon as we get back here on KGGF.